afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 12-18, 2018, exactly 1 week before the death and resurrection of the sun. That's in pagan terms. We also know it as Christmas. It's Christmas. I hope, if you're interested, I hope you check out William Federer's interview that we did last week about the origins of Santa Claus. Absolutely fascinating. You know, there's some, William Snowblin was on to talk a little bit about the pagan. We focus sometimes on the pagan parts of Christmas, but there really is a Christian, total Christian origin to even Santa Claus and how that came to be. William Federer documents that. Very interesting. Hope you check that out. You're in the right place. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated but never duplicated Power Hour Radio Show. Our website, of course, is thepowerhour.com or thepowermall.com for our different products. Go on to powerhour.com and you'll see on the big banner, about the third banner, is about you, our YouTube channel. You know, YouTube totally killed our YouTube channel. We have a new one. It's you know, sparse now, but there's a lot of good information. This is where you'll see interviews like William Federer, Deborah Tavares. Deborah Tavares is coming on tomorrow. Daniel Estulin, the like, they'll be on, and you can check all those out. Cody Snodgrass, and so thepowerhour.com. I'd like to thank. I get several letters. I don't, you know. If you send me a letter, please put your phone number so I can call you. It makes it so much easier. I can't handwrite letters back to everybody. I do to some people, but I want to let you know how much they mean to me. And even if I, if you don't leave a phone number, I can't get back to you, usually. But Mitch, I got a real lengthy involved letter from Mitch. I want to thank him. Really good information from old encyclopedias about the weather manipulation. Very cool. Mitch wanted to thank you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and this is one of the last times that I'll be with you before the new year. A new year is upon us. And later on, we're going to have Jerome Corsi. He's going to come on and talk about his new book, his situation with Mueller, very important. I'm going to spend the last little bit of the show doing a little bit of news and what I wish for you for Christmas. That's kind of what I'll do in the end. Now we have one of our favorites. It's been a while since we've had her on, though, but she's been such a part of the show for so long, we just, I don't know, she fell between the gaps, but we certainly are so excited to have her on, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And she graduated in mathematics. She began teaching. I'll let her tell the story more, but she began to see patterns in names. And what turned into almost like, I don't know, some kind of OCD obsession, maybe that's too strong, but some kind of just pattern recognition turned into a whole book and really is helping people's lives. Know the name, know the spirit, know the name, know the person. Or a couple of her books. Of course, she has a new book, Know the Name, Know How to Connect. Her website, knowthename.com, is her famous book talking about mnemology. We're so glad to welcome back to the show Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Sharon, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Daniel, always my pleasure to join you. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I know. We don't say that enough, right? I mean, Target, they outlawed that to their employees. But not here. We say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas back to you, Sharon. You got to, why don't you, for people who haven't heard you in a long time or maybe new listeners, give us a little background. I didn't want to go too far into it. You tell your story. How in the world did you come up with this ability to take somebody's name and to learn something about them?
Well, it happened during the beginning of my seventh year of teaching when I was making the seating charts before I got to know the kids, because you're handed a list of 150 students that are going to be 30 kids in five classes, and you just start making seating charts randomly. And my brain was saying, don't put Joshua next to Julie because together they're going to be clowns, but separated they're okay. And you know, Derek's going to need extra help, and Stephanie's going to be stubborn and never want to move. And anyway, I did three classes, and as I started the fourth one, all of a sudden it dawned on me. I went, wait a minute. This is what my thinking does once I get to know the kids. I don't know these guys. So with curiosity, I decided to go back, and I literally wrote my impression of all 150 kids that I would be teaching, and all I had was their names. I put it aside. I want to get to know the kids for who they are. So at winter break, when I looked at my notes, I went, oh, my gosh, this is so accurate. So obviously my brain, thoroughly trained in math, because I'm a math major and I have my master's degree from college. And so I thought, okay, my brain has picked up some kind of pattern. How do I make it conscious? So that started a 15-year trek. And after I thought I'd figured out all the innuendos and all the little things, the patterns, then I went and I was invited to talk in over 70 countries and in 49 of our states. And so during that time, we tested it everywhere, at least 100 people everywhere we went, and we tested it. And so it's always shown to be around 93, 94% accurate. We can teach it. It's duplicatable. The trademark company, when I went to send it in to the government and said, you know, I want to trademark Nameology, they said you have to trademark it as Nameology Science because of the method that I went about to get it.
Very interesting. And that led you to write a couple books, very successful books, Know the Name, Know the Person, Know the Name, Know the Spirit. Give us a little brief synopsis about that, those two books. Why are they important?
Well, first of all, every time I went and I gave a talk, everybody says, where can I find out more? So when I got through with all of that, I came back and I wrote Know the Name, Know the Person, which is all about the personality. And it tells you literally about the personality characteristics. So right now, HR personnel hire me a lot, different departments, to look at the name of somebody and the potential job description of what it is to see if they have those qualities or characteristics that that company's going to want. All right. And then lawyers hire me to look at how am I going to present this in front of a judge so that I can ping the judge where they've got their own weak spots, have them have more sympathy for my client, and I can say the right words for my client so that they know I'm doing a good job. And then families hire me, and people that want to get to know themselves better and the other people that they love better, or somebody that they're having challenges with and how to work it out, because your answers are in your name. So Know the Name, Know the Person is all about the personality. Then Know the Name, Know the Spirit is all about what would your soul want? What are you here? What's your purpose on life? You know, what did you come to learn? What did you come to share? And so what I did is I started by studying the Zohar, the Bible, the Bhagavad Gita, the Quran, the you name it, you know, the Book of the Dead. I don't care what it was, all the major textbooks. And what I realized is that they have 10 overlapping key ideas. And so I started with that and said, how would the soul express through this according to all these major books? And so then I started seeing the patterns in the names and that. So the second book, Know the Name, Know the Spirit, is all about what's your purpose on life. Now, this one's a freebie. If you want it as an ebook, it's free. If you want it hardback, you got to pay for the postage and the handling and the printing. Okay? But other than that, I'm not making a profit off of Know the Name, Know How to Connect at all. It's my gift to the world to say, we live in such a fast-paced world, and it's so critical that we connect with each other and we understand each other. We don't have months and years to get to know who somebody is. We want to be able to do it quickly, just like a credit card can pay for something quickly. And so it's literally my gift back to the world that says, how do we connect and make meaningful relationships quickly that really have value and can be significant? And how do we keep them? How do we maintain them? What does it take for this person's name or that person's name? And so it's literally a very short, like 64-page book that literally instructs you how to do that.
Let's back up for a second. You said something, I don't remember you saying the last time I interviewed you. When you were researching, you went through a lot of different religious texts, and you found 10 basic overlapping ideas that are consistent throughout these. Discuss those a little bit and how that affected your idea of our spirit and our purpose in life.
Well, all the religions teach kindness, and they all teach compassion. I mean, it was like, we need to be able to see something from somebody else's point of view, okay? And so all of the religions are literally teaching love or compassion. I want to say compassion is the way they exhibited love. And so that became like my key root thing. How can we be kind to each other? How can we really show that we care for one another? How do we know if we are loved or not loved? How do we show them that they're loved in a way that they understand and can feel that they're loved? And so because that was such a key component part of everything going all the way through, I really made it the key component part of Know the Name, Know How to Connect. Like Daniel, for an example, for you. You are so work-oriented, and you learn through relationships. So anything that I could do to help you with your workload so that you can get home to your family faster or you can relax at the end of the day quicker, anytime I'm saying, here, I'll help you with your work, I'll do some of it for you, you interpret that according to your name as this person cares for me because, look, they're even willing to give me their time to help me with my work. Okay, and it's how you understand love, and it's how you share love. When you're helping somebody else with their work love, you're literally saying, I love you and I care for you. Okay, and all of us have a different way that we do that. There's six different, basically.
Hello, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, you sound like you cut out. Let me ask a follow-up question then. When you deal with people's spirit and you begin to think about our purpose as we come here, what have you learned from working with people about generally what are our purposes here on Earth as you work with them?
Well, every name indicates seven different purposes. Now, about one in every 1,000 odd people I work with, so that's how rare this is, and of course I've been doing this for years. In years, okay, since 2006 professionally. So everybody comes with seven main things that they've got to accomplish, and it all fits under what I call the umbrella of the lifetime or the goal of this lifetime. Sometimes it can be a goal of just learning how to get along with people. Sometimes it can be a goal of languaging. How do you say something without insulting them? Sometimes it can be a goal of learning how to stand up for yourself. But there's usually seven goals, and they vary just as much as people vary on the earth, okay? But they all have to do with something that personally you want to learn or your soul wants to learn, okay, to elevate its vibration. And then there's gifts in the name. It's like, what did you come to share and help everybody else learn? And that would show up in your name also, okay? So it's kind of cool, and I literally go through so much of that is located in the first vowel of the first name that know the name, know how to connect. Literally is about just the six first vowels in the first name and all the information that just lies in that one letter.
For somebody who's listening, and I've went through this, you know, with you a lot, is, you know, it's kind of a chicken or the egg thing. Which comes first? So are you saying that this is implanted with us, but then how does our name connect, or does the name imprint something on us? You know, so how, you know what I mean? We come here, we're born, and somebody gives us a name. How do we know the name is going to be right for us or what have you? Or is it... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so when I was looking at all those different religions, and according to Eugene Whitworth's work, Dr. Eugene Whitworth, he found it first, and he said that this incoming soul impresses upon the one that wants to name them what we want to be called, so we name ourselves. Now, I hear the music, so I'll give you the scientific one on the other side.
Yeah, let's great. Great lead. Great lead, Sharon. Yeah, we'll be back right with Sharon Lynn Wyeth, knowthename.com. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Talking to Sharon Lynn Wyeth from knowthename.com. She's an old familiar on the show. I shouldn't say old. She's a, you know, familiar. One of our favorites, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, knowthename.com. Her new book is Know the Name, Know How to Connect. She's trying to answer the age-old question, what came first, the chicken or the egg, when it comes to our names. And so go ahead and continue with that, if you would, Sharon.
Okay. So religions, when there were still only seven on the planet, according to Dr. Eugene Whitworth's research, said that the incoming soul impresses upon the one naming and what they want to be called. So in essence, we name ourselves. So that's what they understood. Now, there's a science out there called cymatics. It's C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S. And it literally studies sound. And what they have found is that the sounds that we most identify with literally can change our DNA structure. And so what sound do you identify with the most? Because when somebody says, who are you, you answer with your name as if that says it all, because that's the sound you identify with. So whether you're looking at it from science or you're looking at it from religions, it's all the same. We are our names. Now, having said that, Daniel, the name on your birth certificate literally gives me, or anybody who knows how to read nameology science or to use it, literally gives me the blueprint for your life. Okay, it tells me what you're going to be focused on when and what you came to learn and what you came to share. Then the current name you're going by, because a lot of people change their names for one reason or another. So the current name you're going by tells me how you're going about solving the challenges that were in your name and sharing those gifts that were in your name.
So let me interject here. So, okay, for my sister-in-law, for example, her first name is Janelle. Most people call her Janelle, but she has a nickname. We call her Nellie. So how does that work then? Explain that.
Okay. So most people that would call her Janelle would see her as somebody who's a wonderful listener and who is really a detective. You know, she gets to the bottom of things, and she gets really good at solving problems and figuring out what really caused it and then fixing it. Okay? But when you guys call her Nellie, you're literally saying, make yourself more likable to us and be really focused on family, because that's what we think is most important. So how does that sound?
I'm laughing so hard right now. I am laughing so hard inside. When you said she wants to get to the bottom of it, jeez, you're going to get me in trouble, Sharon, if I go start talking about Manuel. I already talk about too much on the show. Let's move on. I'm laughing inside so hard. That is so Janelle. That's all I'm going to say. Let's move on. Let's just move on. Your new book, Know the Name, Know How to Connect. They can go to your site, Know the Name, and get a free copy. Explain that, and why should people go there and get it?
Okay, so all of us, it's literally being able to connect with another person is priceless. Our relationships are what give our value, you know, our lives value. And so it's literally my gift back to the world. I mean, I've done a lot for different people as far as I'm concerned. Like my school in Texas was the very first one ever, the high school where I was an administrator, to offer dual high school and college credit classes. And you know that that's just everywhere now. Okay, so I've done a lot of those things in education. And this is my way of saying to the universe, thank you for gifting me with the perseverance and the knowledge to be able to come up with this stuff. And so my thank you back to everybody is let's improve our relationships because then our life improves. And so it's literally free. It will not be available on my website until January 7th, which is the published date. So if you go to the website earlier than that, you'll just see coming soon. But the link so that you can download it will be available January 7th. And it's literally a way of saying, if you care about somebody, read about their first vowel and see how many of those things you can incorporate and watch how that changes your dynamics with them and how it improves your relationships. And by golly, Daniel, when we have better relationships, we're happier. I mean, it's the bottom line.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? KnowTheName.com is the website. She said you're going to have to wait a couple weeks to get the free copy, but it's a free copy ebook. You can get it. Know the name, know how to connect, and really, I think this will help you, ladies and gentlemen. Sharon is also a radio host. Know the Name, Know the Genius in You is her radio. Her podcast is Know the Name, Know the Business. You can access her on those also, but in addition to KnowTheName.com. Also, a great Christmas gift. You can get a name reading for somebody. You don't know what to get that one person. There may be a little, you know, they like a little X-File-y thing, a little, dig a little deeper into something. What a great gift for somebody. Give a name reading with Sharon. Sharon, tell them quickly. We've got about 20 seconds. How can they take advantage of that?
They just go to knowthename.com, then go to the services tab, and you can either purchase a gift and then in a purchase a reading and then say this is a gift, or you can schedule one for yourself. You can actually do your own scheduling on there. It's really easy.
Oh, KnowTheName.com cool.
Slash
service. That's a great gift idea. And it's,
well,
you know,
it's
I get
easy
emails
for people.
And simple. And especially guys, we like easy Christmas gifts. We like easy gifts. This is fantastic. And I, well, I'm not going to comment on my in-laws anymore. Let's just say you were very accurate, Sharon. Let's just leave it at that. KnowTheName.com is the website. We'll be right back with Sharon with your names. You can call in to also 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Getting back to Sharon, we got some names. Here, let me get my list of names here.
While you're getting the list of names, you know that oregano that you guys have on sale or whatever right now that you guys are selling? That is the best.
Yeah.
Stuff to put on the bottom of your feet if any time you get a cold or you have congestion or inflammation, it literally goes up from the arch of your foot. It literally comes up and clears that right out. That is the best stuff. Okay, now we're back to Nate.
Well, now that you say that, you know, when my children were very, very small, even babies, and they would act like they're getting a little sick, I put that right on their feet. That, you know, they don't have to ingest it. Just right in their feet. Exactly what you said. It works so good. You just start to get a cold or whatever. Boom, with that oregano. It's absolutely fantastic. Let's do some names. Now, people have emailed about politicians' names. So should we do like one politician and then one real person, real Power Hour listener? Should we just kind of alternate back and forth?
Right, because the politicians aren't real people, but go ahead.
Well, they don't act like it.
No, they don't
act like it.
Okay,
all right,
who's
let's
the first
start
politician?
With Oh, first politician, well, Robert Mueller. A lot of people ask about Robert Mueller.
He's a really interesting one. He's really all about physicality and sex. I wonder sometimes he's got so much sex running through his name, what he's doing on the side or whatever, or who he really is underneath. He also has Ooh. Perfectionism in his name. He also, look at the first three letters of his name. I mean, it's Rob. And so I'm always questioning, what is he robbing of whom, and how is he going about it? And so that always makes me question the motivations behind somebody's name. He also has in his name that he's emotionally unstable or can be emotionally unstable. And in his last name, really? It literally says, oh, yeah, and he has that so that he's going to do things to cover up and protect his emotions because he's emotionally not strong, or I want to say doesn't have emotional intelligence, okay, or is lacking there or needs some better. He also has in his name that people can take from him what he doesn't want to give, so he's always on the defense because he thinks he can be robbed, and that could be physically, it could be mentally where somebody else takes his ideas and takes credit for it. You know, robbing takes ways in different places. But he's got it so through his name. He's got, you know, three different combinations that says that people are taking from him what he doesn't want to give. So, therefore, he'd always be on the defense. He wants to work at his best and highest. And then he's got a piece in his name that says, I don't see clearly. I can be fooled. So this, I want to say that he's like a Jekyll and Hyde, according to his name. He can be really good and really competent, really out there. And then he can be just the opposite. He can be a total mess and you know, where it's like, how do I protect myself? What bribes do I have to take? I think he would be very well to be influenced and able to keep his own safety and security.
So he rides a line between derangement and excellence. So you're right. So
exactly.
Either way, derangement or excellence. What you just told me about his name, this gets another question. So that's not a good name. So if my name was Robert Mueller, I'd want to change it. That, you don't want a name like that, do you?
It depends on what your lessons are and what you came to learn. So, you know, my big thing is when I'm doing somebody's name for them in a name reading, I literally just give them information. This is what your name says. And then it literally says in a name how to go about overcoming the challenges in your name. It literally gives you all the clues. If you do this, this, and this, hey, you overcome all that stuff. So that's the cool part about name reading. And then they can decide, hey, you know, I like that, I'm doing that, whatever. Or, oh, my gosh, I need help. You know, okay. If I was Robert, I would change his last name.
Well, I don't even want to get into his last name. Supposedly there's some connection to some Nazi connections there, allegedly. I don't want to get too far in that. Anyway, let's go to a real Power Hour listener, Aiden J. Now, Aiden is spelled a little different, A-D-Y-N, A-D-Y-N, and then last name J.
I love this name, by the way. It screams, I can do anything I put my mind to if I just stay there, that I have ethics, I have morals, I have a good memory, I am on a spiritual pursuit, I can do religion and or spirituality, whichever way, you know, works for me, that I can do redundant tasks when they need to be done, that I can get my work done. I want to say he can be quite lazy when he wants to be also, but it also says he gets his work done first and then he has his lazy spell, okay? Or I just want to call it downtime because he works so hard, he needs that downtime. This is a fabulous name. I'd like to meet somebody with that name.
Wow, that's very good. This is a lot different than Robert Mueller.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Aiden J., you want to be your friend. Robert Mueller, you got to watch your wallet while you're around him or something. He's going to steal it while you're not looking.
I don't think I think he's bright. He's able to succumb to bribery for his own defense. I think that's possible.
All right,
for him. But okay, I love Aiden J's name, and I love the spelling.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, let's get another real name, because I don't want to run out of time with these dumb politicians. Aubrey A. Aubrey spelled A-U-B-R-E-Y. A-U-B-R-E-Y, and then last name A.
Okay, so Aubrey, if work's not fun, she doesn't want to do it. It's really hard for her to do anything she can't make fun out of. She is really excellent in whatever she chooses to get good at. I mean, she's going to just do it and do it and do it until she's at the very top of her brain. Sometimes she can be intimidating to others because she's so darn good at what she does that everybody else feels a little less than when they're around her. She's a rescuer. She loves coming in and rescuing the underdogs. You know, she's got a good work ethic. She's overly sensitive to criticism. This would be like if I was going to employ somebody, I don't know the whole last name, but I look at this as this is a very employable person because she's going to be fun and she's going to work and she's going to get along with the other people at the workforce.
Very good. All right, let's go back. We got about a minute and a half before the break. Let's go back to a politician. I am just dumbfounded that we have an open socialist in our government right now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
You know, she is just, I mean, I look at her name and I think she is so used to being controlled by everybody around her. Our last name, guys, literally says what our influence is from behind. That's why I said with Robert Mueller, change his last name. And her last name says she's controlled by the people around her who are at the top of their game at mind control, who know how that they're not going to change. They're unwavering. It's their way or the highway. And I want to say she got sucked in because she basically wants to make the world a better place. She's very good at doing what she is, and she has a likability to her, even though in her name it says that she can buy into illusions. She doesn't know how to take the truth from the non-truth and separate it. But she's so controlled by the people around her that I want to say, what do they call them, walking zombies? It really, when I'm looking at her name, that's what I see.
Yeah, she kind of looks at with her big eyes. She looks like she's on drugs all the time or something. Allegedly, I don't know. I don't want to say too much. You said this brings up a question about her hyphenated last name. Her last name's hyphenated. There's the music, but we'll ask that on the other side. The hyphenated name, what does that mean? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. KnowTheName.com is the website. Sharon Lynn Wyeth on the other side. KnowTheName.com is the website. Let's go straight back to the names. We're running out of time here. Josh H. Josh, just like it sounds, Josh H., last name H.
Okay, now you know Josh is one of my favorite names. So I always said that if there's such a thing as reincarnation, I jokingly say this, that my name next time is going to start with a J-O. So anyway, the J-O is just, it's brilliant. It has freedom in your name, Josh. It says that you want freedom. You don't want to be told what to do. You don't want to micromanage. You can solve the most complex of problems. You'd be great at technology. You've got a good heart. You've got spirituality behind you. You know, you're not stuck with rules and everything. It's like what works versus what were we told that works. Okay? So it's a very much a realistic job. I want to say that with this name of Josh H., that he came into his own being a little bit later, like in the later parts of his 20s, that he might have kind of flustered a little bit at the beginning, not knowing exactly what he wanted to do until he found where he really wanted to go and excel. He has a lot of technology talents in this name. It's like he would make a good manager, but it's like he's not interested. He doesn't want that responsibility. Because he needs to know how to play and he wants to know how to have fun. I would say very likable, can be a little bit obnoxious at times.
All right, let's go to the next one. Hope that helps, Josh. Here's a now with women who get married, you know the question that they're asking: should I give you her maiden name or her married name?
It doesn't matter as long as I know which one it is. And a lot of women, Daniel, will call me and say, "Should I take his name or not?"
Okay, Susan T. T is in T. T is the married name. Susan and then T.
Okay, so she stepped up her game when she got married. Okay, and she has a great sense of humor. She'd be very entertaining and interesting person, wants to make the world a better place. Very smart, can learn anything, but once she's got the basics, that's it. Leave her alone. She wants to do the rest herself. Her biggest challenge in her name, with the part that I have of it, would be knowing her own self-worth and value. It has nothing to do with self-confidence. It's knowing her own worth and value. And Susan wants to get the work done, but doesn't want to have to do any extra work that she doesn't have to. Okay, back to you.
Who does?
Well, some people are workaholics.
Let's go to...
And, you know, and they make extra work for themselves.
Point,
some people... Okay, go ahead.
All right, let's go to Desmond K. Desmond, D-E-S-M-O-N-D. Desmond, and then K is in kite. I don't know, just K, the initial K.
Okay. I like this name, too. It literally says that we start and we end everything we do with an ethical perspective when we're based on our religious or understanding of source or God or Allah or whatever you want to call that energy up there. It literally says that Desmond is very logical, deductive in the reasoning skills. you know, would be very good in math, mechanics, computers, music, anything that has that deductive step-by-step approach, you know, whichever one of those that he wanted to go to. It also has a challenge in his name that anytime there's an M in the name, it says we take things to the extreme. So the challenge for anybody that has an M in the name is how do we go middle of the road and not do what we want to do and refuse to do what we don't want to do. That's what that M challenge is in the middle of the name. But smart and can learn things.
Let me ask you a question. We've got emails like this, and I talked to you a little bit about during the break. How would you answer the question if somebody said, this sounds like witchcraft to me. This is a little weird.
Well, first of all, I don't think you could teach witchcraft or being psychic or anything else. I don't think you can teach it. This is a very systematic approach. It's simply matching the vibration that is given and the action that goes with that vibration with the letters in the name. It's kind of like one of those matching puzzles. And it's teachable, so it's not witchcraft or psychic or whatever. The other thing is, if you look at the importance of names through history, there's the Kabbalistic interpretation of names. There's the Zohar's interpretation of names. There's every major religion knew the power of names. And in the Bible, because most of us here are Christians, in the Bible, one of the first things God does is he comes in and he says, Sarai, and Abraham, I'm changing your name. I'm making it Sarah and Abraham. In other words, he gave both of them an A-H. And in this system, an A-H means you're here on mission for God. So it's not witchcraft. It's not any of that. Go ahead.
You said something earlier in the interview about sound and DNA that actually hearing a certain sound, and especially you identify, my name is Daniel. So when you say that, that's actually affecting your DNA in some area. Maybe talk about that just a second more. Very powerful.
Okay. Well, that is literally the science of somatics, if anybody wants to know more. There is a wonderful, a critique or a review from a scientist of my book. It was one of the first ones. And it's on, you know, Amazon when you go to the reviews. And it's the longest one that's written there if you want to find it. And he literally goes through the science of somatics and how that's affecting and how he was so impressed with the work that I had done because of that. You know, like taking it to the next level. And so our DNA literally changes. And if you look at, like, Sherry Edwards and the work she's doing with sound options and the healing and the you know, the different machines, the QX machines and the different machines that are out there now that literally can talk to the body and diagnose sometimes better than doctors, which we're not really supposed to say. And anyway, there's some incredible machines out there that are doing some work. And what are they doing it on? They're doing it on the name and the date of the birth and the place of the birth because you need three spots for a vector in math. And then you can get information from it. So the name, every religion knows that the name carries major responsibilities and major information. And so what I did is I literally just broke it down. You go to all those name books and they say, oh, this name means this, that name means that. I broke it down. Where are they getting that from? So that you can literally see. It's like saying everybody was always doing calculus and I came along and said, hey, guys, you have to know how to do arithmetic first before you can get to calculus. Here's how you do it.
Okay, let's do two names real quick. We have about a minute and a half or so. Lola H.
Lola H., she's got a lot of self-confidence. She's makes a really good boss. She likes to be the one in charge, and if she can't be in charge, she's got to have autonomy. She's very good at nurturing the people around her. I wouldn't be surprised if she has pets or a lot of pets because she has all this extra love that's got to go someplace. She made herself very likable. She's got a lot of self-confidence. She's going to come across very well. I would hope she's into dancing or some kind of physical movement all the time. Could be tennis, too. And able to get that out because she's got a lot of extra energy. But she'd be a dynamo in the workforce. Anyway, go ahead, next name.
Okay. Cody S with a C. C-O-D-Y and an S.
C-O-D-Y-S. Cody. Okay. So when I'm looking at this one, Cody also likes autonomy, is a lifelong learner, constantly learning something new, loves to be the one in charge, has a challenge to say, I'm sorry. That's one of the lessons that came into learned and how to apologize. Because then they have to admit that actually they made a mistake and they don't do it often enough. This one doesn't do it often enough that they get practice at it. Can make things harder than they have to be, and that's what helps the memory remember what was going on. But really wants to do well, has a lot of good purposes, can be incredibly charming when they want to be.
Okay, Corinne M, Corinne M, last one, quickly.
Okay, this one, bless her heart, she's a control freak. She wants to be the one in charge because that's when she knows everything's going to go right. She's very honest, expects others to be honest, has no tolerance for any form of dishonesty, and has a lot of fairness issues, can stand up for her and herself. Got it.
KnowTheName.com. You get a free or get a reading for your loved ones. Bye-bye, Sharon.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate in the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.